Good morning. Thank you for coming out today. Thank you for supporting your Sunday school students and your children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, whatever they may be. It's awesome that you're here, and we appreciate you being here. If you are a member of another congregation, please be welcomed as a wonderful guest, and it's a thrill to have you here. And if you are not a member of a congregation, please feel free to ever come back and visit us. We never ask that you come to church every Sunday, not that we'd stop you, we'd love it. But come if you can. Come when you can. That is the awesome part about our Lord. He's with us all the time. Our sermon text for the second Sunday of Advent, as we lit the candle of peace, the sermon text will come from Luke chapter 2. We're going to read verses 25 through 32. If you're willing and able, please rise for the reading of the gospel text. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 25, continuing in Jesus' precious name. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. And the same was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he sees the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms, and he blessed God, saying, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light that lighteth Gentiles, and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at the things which were spoken of him. Please be seated. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promises that are fulfilled in and through your word. We thank you, Father, for bringing us here today. But in that, we ask that you would allow that the cares of this world would dissolve, that, Father, you would sanctify us in the truth because we know your word is truth. So we ask that you would set us apart in that truth for a great purpose. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's so good to see so many of you here. It really is. And really, you know the old standard. I could get up here and say, well, now we can say amen and go eat. But I need to earn my keep, so I'm not going to let you do that quite yet. But please, do come and eat with us. Come and fellowship with us. We would really enjoy that. And, you know, a lot of our standards say in our Finnish minds, whatever our heritage may be, well, we didn't bring anything. If you didn't, who cares? There's plenty. The Lord has so much. So just come and enjoy a meal. Come and enjoy dessert if you don't want to eat a meal. Come and have a cup of coffee. Let's have fellowship. These kids shared a very, very powerful, I would want to say actually educational, Christmas story with us. Christmas program is always a good time. A lot of the kids, they're kind of brought into it, not so willingly, but by the end of it, they're getting into it. That's just natural. We all have that tendency too. But I really never realized the whole story and what's behind even I say the decorations, the chrismans of the Christmas tree. I didn't realize that the ladies of Zion created that. And I actually kind of rejoice at that because if I dare say, I would imagine a lot of them have gone home to heaven even now that have created a lot of these. And so there's even a memory of that. But all of them, what they spoke to you about, these children spoke to you about, is the hope. The hope. Every one of them identifies with a great hope. And man, if we ever needed hope, I think it's in this day and age. If we ever needed good news, encouragement, I think it's even today. And I'm not talking only spiritually. I'm talking in our day-to-day life. Life can be heavy. Life can be a struggle. Sometimes we can feel, And I can't speak for you, but I'll speak for myself. Maybe you can identify. Sometimes we feel like life is winning. We definitely have a lot more month at the end of the money. There's no doubt about that. When you think you got a little head, you find something else that needs to be done. When you think you finally got somebody figured out, they seem to change. When you think that the world is getting to be a better place, something else happens. Sometimes when we think we're having a good day, we get the blues. Life can have its struggles. That's why we need this hope. Sometimes we've heard a lot of promises from different people. Sometimes we've heard encouragement by other people telling us, it'll get better, just stick with it, continue doing what you're doing, and it's going to be great. And we actually wonder at times, when? Simeon was an elder man. Simeon was a very devout individual that went in reality to worship God on a daily basis. It's very interesting. He received by the Holy Spirit a great promise. The Holy Spirit told him straight out, you will not taste death upon this earth until you see the coming of the Christ child. I wonder if he ever got like discouraged. I mean, you'd be on fire, you'd be all excited, you'd be like, yeah, God spoke to me. He told me something really great, something divine. I'm excited about this. But then life happens. But see, being a devout individual, going in reality to the worship services, keeping that hope alive for Simeon was so necessary. So necessary. We need the same hope. We need to keep alive the promises of God that these young adults and children shared with us. That beyond the circumstances of everything going on around us, God is still in control. I was really thinking about that with that chrisman with the cross on the world. What do we sometimes envision on the world? Do we envision maybe our money? Maybe we can close our eyes, picture a world and see a bunch of coins stacked up, gold coins, and say, that's what's in control. Maybe sometimes we could close our eyes and we could see a certain nation's flag on that world and say, well, that's what's in control. But then we find often that our money lets us down, that the nations often let us down, our own leaders, even the ones that we like, often let us down. But the cross, the vision and the understanding of that God gave His only begotten Son, that no matter what may take place in this world, He is victorious over all of it. That is huge. We all need a hope. There may be individuals that don't really buy into the whole religious thing. There may be individuals that think more about positive thinking and more in the aspect of, you know, if you believe it, you can achieve it. Or if we work really hard, we have this great integrity. Well, let me ask you a question. How's that working? Do you always feel like working really hard? Do you always feel like fighting the fight? Do you always have that energy each and every day? I don't. But I have hope. And I'm not saying it in a haughty way. I say it in humbleness. That in spite of myself, in spite of my abilities, in spite of what I can or cannot do, I have a hope that is much greater. Because I believe in this Christ child. Not only do I believe in this Christ child, I believe in reality in the Christ child that came in a manger but yet went to a cross to pay for the penalty of the sin debt for me. For you. I want you to have that hope. We want you to have that hope. The body of Christ wants you to have that hope. Simeon, he had that hope. He was encouraged by the Holy Spirit, told that you will not taste death, told in reality that you will see the coming of this Christ child. He was waiting for the consolation. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he shall not taste death till he sees the Lord's Christ. And he came, how? By the Spirit into the temple. Now the Spirit is continually working with Simeon. Simeon's at home. Maybe he's making bread. Maybe he's making coffee. I don't know what they did back in that day, but he's having breakfast, let's say. And he's sitting there and the Spirit comes and says, Simeon, today's a good day. Go to the temple. Today, I believe very strongly the Spirit of God worked in your lives. Because you're here. Well, Pastor, you're nuts. I'm here because my grandkid, or my son, or my daughter, or my niece, my nephew, my friend's kid was in a program. Yes. But you are here to encourage them. You are here because of love. You are here because you desire to support and to encourage, and that you, in reality, want that child to see you here. That young adult. And I believe very strongly prompted, if I could say it in the very lightest form, by goodness, by love. That is so near to the heart of God. Simeon, something good's happening today. Go to the temple. So he goes to the temple, and the parents now, Mary and Joseph, are bringing the Christ child to be dedicated to the Lord. A very, very powerful time. Simeon now sees this. And this is, I don't know, aha moment doesn't really pay it justice. This is a hallelujah, praise the Lord, my God lives moment. You ever have those moments? I've had them. I remember one time, a friend of mine and I jumped in this little 1972 Toyota. I like painting cars and stuff. I painted it bright yellow, like you can't see it, right? He wanted to buy it. I'm going to bore you with a story for a moment. But hallelujah moments. No insurance, no plates. He said, can I just test drive it? My dog jumped in the back. I had a German Shepherd. Jumps in the back of the truck. I jump in the passenger seat. My friend jumps in the driver's seat. We went down on the main road. Literally one driveway. Turned around and came back to the house. No traffic anywhere. He puts the blinker on to turn into my driveway, and it is like we didn't even know what happened. Our bumper flew off of this 1972 Toyota. There's not much to those. Pickup. Dust everywhere. And we literally said, what was that? We didn't know what it was. Pull into the driveway, didn't wreck the truck, except took the bumper right off of it. Nothing else, not even the fender was dented. Pull in the driveway, my wife and his wife were in the yard screaming, because they saw it all. And we looked down the road, a little bit down to the next driveway, and there is this silver Toyota, Honda, Accord, old rusty thing. And they just built up the road, and it literally was probably 2.5 feet higher than it used to be. And that car was doing over 100 miles an hour, passed two other cars farther up the road, and came, we had our blinker on, but tried to pass us. and we never even saw it. Silver thing like a bullet, and it was doing over 100. Just grazed our bumper. That thing dragged bottom on that 2.5 feet of gravel, skidding up the road all the way. It bounced out of the ditch. It went right to the other line, the white line on the other side of the road, and there was a 5-foot gully there on Tapiola Road. But as soon as it got to that white line, the skid marks go away from the white line into my shop driveway. Thing never flipped, never caught and rolled, never went in that ditch. There was a guy fishing. Wayne Menonin was fishing in that ditch. He was scared daylight because he thought he was going to get crushed. I looked at that and I said, that is a hallelujah moment. 5 kids in a Honda Accord doing 100 miles an hour. What prevented us from getting smushed? What prevented, in reality, that car from not flipping on that gravel when it dragged bottom for a long ways? What prevented it from going over the white line? What stopped it and made it go the other way? And what made it land just in our driveway? God, call me nuts. Hallelujah moments. Thank you, Father, for sparing us. Thank you, Father, for sparing them. Thank you, Father, for sparing Wayne down in the ditch. Thank you, Father. Simeon, go to the temple today because there is something so great and so powerful. You need to go see it. You need to see your hope revealed, Simeon. Simeon goes to the temple and he sees the Christ child. Can you imagine his heart? How excited he is. Brothers and sisters in Christ, can you be excited? Because in spite of us, in spite of what we may or may not do, God loved us so much, he gave us this child. We have those hopes. We have many hopes. But do we see them? He takes him up in his arms. Simeon sees the Christ child, picks him up. And I love how this says this. And blessed God. He gave honor and glory to God. But can you imagine holding God in your hands and blessing him? What a privilege. Simeon was given such a privilege. We have been given such a privilege by faith through grace. We have been received. We have received the gift that was given to the world. Even when we come in reality to that place of bringing a young child, say, to baptism, do we understand that that is a gift of God? Do we understand that when we hold another individual, we are holding in reality part of God because he invests himself in us? Do we see the value? Do we see the value not only for the child, not only for these children that come here that we love so much, but do we also see the value for ourselves? That we are created and given life by a loving and gracious God. Oh, we celebrate so much at Christmas, don't we? I mean, I just can't wait. I got so excited. You know, my wife's not here today. We make this promise this year that we're not going to buy gifts. I lied. I bought her some gifts. Did it this morning. I just couldn't help it. She's been gone this weekend and I miss her. So, you know. But that fails in comparison. How excited God got when he came and gave his life on our behalf. See, as a believer in the Trinity, I fully understand that he gave of himself for me. It wasn't a false sacrifice. It wasn't a nonchalant sacrifice. The religions of this world can't even figure it out. How does a God die? But in reality, why? Why would a God die for his creation? Because he loves us. We live in a world where there's hurt, there's difficulty. We look for hope. The hope is found in Jesus Christ, who gives himself for you. And what does he require? Let's try on some other religions of the world. It doesn't have to be what we consider, you know, all religious. Even society of itself is a dedication to something. It always requires something from you that you must do The false religions of the world will tell you that you must go and you must commit murder to honor God. Or you must make a great trek up a hill and do these great things. Or you must give enough of something. You must pour your heart and soul into it. And generally, with humans, we're saying, heart and soul means give us some raha, give us some of your cash. Dedicate enough and then you'll have a place. You want that person sprung? Make sure that another coin in the coffer rings, another soul from Purgatory Springs. Isn't that what they say? All dedicating something that we must do. Christianity by faith is so different because it is God doing for us, giving us this Christ child, giving us this gift. Simeon, he sees this child and he rejoices. He praises God. He glorifies God. And now he can go in peace. Have you ever wondered, how do people go in peace? As a pastor, you have the opportunity, and trust me, I'm a new pastor compared to so many of old, but you have the opportunity to be at many deathbeds. And there is a great difference to those individuals that have peace compared to those that don't. Simeon had peace. He trusted in the Word of God. He trusted in the promises of God. And he sees that these promises are fulfilled. And he says, Lord, he desires for this. He says, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Depart in peace. Because you said it. And it is true. According to your Word. And he goes, my eyes have seen my salvation. That's why we're here. These young adults, these children, actually shared with you salvation. Jesus Christ. That is the greatest hope that we have. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's been Christian religions that have screwed it up in the past. That's the human side. But Christianity is a movement of saved by faith through grace. It is love. It is encouragement. If there is to be chastisement, it is by the Word through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll leave that up to God. But our eyes to be fixed upon that salvation as Simeon was. Are you tired? Are you sick of getting up Monday morning and working for nothing? Buying things to impress people that don't care? What do they say? Buying things we can't afford to impress people that really don't care. That's often how Jesse lives his life in his flesh. I don't need to look out there. I got lots of junk. But it all fails in comparison to the greatest gift that I have. The relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My eyes open to salvation. We pray that for you in this Christmas season, that we would enjoy our gifts, that we would enjoy all these things from Amazon and all these other things that we get. There's no doubt about it. It's pretty handy. But most of all, we ask that you would take time to see the salvation that is before you. And his name is Jesus. I don't care what religion has told you. I don't care what your neighbor on the left-hand side of the road has told you. I don't care what great Uncle Art has told you. God loves you. Doesn't matter what I say. It's what his word says. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Brothers and sisters in Christ, these kids shared all those signs with you that you would have this hope. So please, know him. He is found in his word. He is found in his body. And I will say today, by what I've seen here today, he's found in this building. Please don't think I'm not saying he's found in another building. He is. He's kind of all over, remember? But I praise him for being here today. And I ask that you would come join us for fellowship, for a meal, and that you'd come again and just say hi. For Jesus' name's sake. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity to gather together around your word. We thank you, Father, for the grace that you continue to show to us. And Father, we know that this day and age that we live in, there's many difficulties, and oftentimes, Father, ones that we don't even want to speak about. For the individual that's hurting today, the individual that may be suffering the loss of a loved one entering into the holiday season, we ask a special blessing upon them, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, that you would pour your peace upon them. We ask that you would be with all those that are suffering in many other ways, whether it's addiction, whether it's financial burdens, or whether it's trying to figure out the spiritual battle. We ask that you would be with them and bless them. We ask that you would be with our military that protects us in this nation. We ask that you would be with all those that do provide for us in many different ways with protection. But most of all, Father, we ask that you would be with us in the upcoming week. That you would strengthen us and encourage us in and through your word. Allow us to take 5 minutes a day just to look into it. Now, Lord, bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you going to sing grace after?